Welcome to lesson number 5 of Feel Every Emotion as Love Virtual Mastery Program. I really think you are going to be blown away by this lesson. So make sure you are not distracted and you're ready for the information contained in this lesson. Remember, there are transcripts that are available for you to support you to really soak in this information. Before we begin, I again want to remind you of what wonderful work you are doing simply by being open to this new understanding regarding your emotions. It really changes every aspect of your life when you open up to it, which is why I am so passionate about sharing this information. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking on this path so that you can model to others a healthier way of being. Okay, let's begin. I'm so excited to share this information with you, especially when it comes to anger, because I feel like anger has gotten such a bad rap over forever, really. It's just one of those feelings that people, and especially in the self-help industry, really tell people that we really need to admonish our anger and get away from it as much as possible. And it's because our understanding of anger has, again, been stuck in this old model. And so in this old model, we probably have a version of anger that we see in other people. Usually this is somebody somewhat close to it in our life. Everyone seems to have a family member, a friend that seems to be sucked into their anger, and they're not even really aware of how angry they are, which is kind of the scary thing. And so we see their version of what it looks like to be an angry person, and we don't want to have anything to do with it. It just leaks from them, and how they address every aspect of life comes through, that anger comes through in some way, and they're just not at peace, and that energy sits with them. And so we see that, and it really is ugly. I mean, you feel it. It is that negativity that we don't want to have anything to do with. So it's important to understand that that is the ego version, and for us to gain a greater understanding of what is going on for these people that live with that degree of anger, actually will support you in your shift. Even though you're not one of those people, it kind of helps take away any mystery that there might be there in regard to why someone would struggle with anger. So again, this understanding is about consciousness shift. It's not for people with anger issues. But let's understand the people that have that just briefly. So what's going on for a person that you know who's really stuck in their anger is that they really don't feel valued. There's something that's occurred in their life, usually when they're young, that they feel they've been judged or dismissed or not seen in some way by someone really close to them, and or that should have been close to them. That's also the case. And they haven't healed around that issue. And so what happens is people actually take in that sense of being dismissed, not being valued, and being judged. They take it upon themselves, and they actually do an even better job of judging themselves and not valuing themselves. And so they're constantly in this judgment state towards themselves. And when that happens, of course, you're going to be angry. Life is going to suck if you're constantly judging yourself as not being enough or not being lovable enough or valuable enough. So it's a big vulnerability for these people. And so in order to protect this vulnerability, they put on this, perhaps like this bully persona. They pump themselves up, so they seem kind of scary on the outside. And they do this because inside there's a lot of vulnerability. And what we can take from this is that we all have our vulnerabilities. So fortunately, if you're on this path, you aren't in constant anger. You couldn't be to consciously evolve. But you are on this path, and you're still a spiritual being having a human experience, and you're still going to have vulnerabilities. We all have our vulnerabilities, and with Feel Every Emotion is Love, it's really up to us to become aware of our own vulnerabilities and use our emotions to support us to grow, because our vulnerabilities can become a consciousness leak, actually, an energy leak, where we're tending to that vulnerability, which is what somebody who is very angry is doing. They're tending to their vulnerability by being the bully and projecting, you know, this image of you know, armor and being tough. They're protecting their vulnerability. We do it in more slight ways. You know, it's not all the time, but when it happens, it's our opportunity to pick up from it and grow. So if you're like me, you're going to have those times where you get snappy, where you lose compassion, and that's normal. That's normal walking this path. And, you know, a lot of times what we can do is say, well, that's not typically myself, and, you know, we're good at forgiving ourselves, and, you know, we move forward. But those are actually lost opportunities if we don't take from them an opportunity of growth. Now, this certainly doesn't mean beating ourselves up for, you know, if we get snappy or if we lose compassion. But it's having the spiritual understanding of this. And so it's our job on this conscious path to dig up this stuff, because our anger can be buried really deep, especially at this level, because it's like, for the most part, we're cruising through life. Life feels really good. And so it's being detectives and pulling this stuff out. Now, again, this isn't for the faint of heart. This is for people who are really committed and passionate about evolving, because it really does amp up your life to another level of feeling so fulfilled and so passionate about life, but it takes that responsibility that I'm going to go there. So again, the majority of people aren't going to do this. Be honoring of yourself that you're willing to. And so why you want to do this is because there's actually gifts that are going to be revealed to you, that's going to support you to fulfill your life's work with greater ease, with greater clarity, and that's what you want. Your life's work is important. And especially if you're on this path, I know it is, and I'm glad you do too, that you've invested in yourself to learn this. So when we get snappy, and believe me, just ask my family, I get snappy, I lose my patience, I lose compassion, you know, I just want things done, and those are opportunities to grow. And it's not about saying that when I lose compassion, it's about, well, that I should become compassionate. It's learning what is underneath the reason that I'm losing my patience, losing compassion, and getting snappy. Okay? And you don't have to be afraid of going there with yourself. I think a lot of people get afraid because we have our own ugly version of when our anger just turned not so good, and we really hurt others and we hurt ourselves. And I certainly have an example of that I'll briefly share. I wrote about this a few months back, so this is pretty current. This happened within the last year. And it's basically about me sharing a time when I had a week without support. Now, I live a very fortunate life where I feel very blessed with support. I have a great babysitter who's like family. She was out that week. She usually helps me out two afternoons. My husband is super supportive. He definitely takes on a true partnership with raising our kids. So I had my babysitter out that week, and then my husband was gone that weekend, and so it was just me and the kids. And I am fully aware that for some people this is like their life. They do this, you know, by themselves. They're stay-at-home moms or single moms or dads that can do this. It just it's not my gig to do it full time. And, you know, but anyways, I really wanted to embrace it. And, you know, I planned out all these great activities. Well, one of the last days, my husband was due home on a Sunday. It was Saturday. I was like, oh, let's go all out. Let's go to a museum. Let's create this fun day, have a movie night. Well, my kids were just, they were starting to miss their dad, and they're not used to him being gone, and they started getting to the point where they were at wit's end. And this basically occurred in that we were eating dinner, and the boys spilt their milk, my twin boys. I have a daughter 18 months older than my twin boys. My twin boys decided to spill their milk in a matter of 5 minutes, collectively three times. So the once was fine, twice I got frustrated, and the third time I lost it. And, you know, I sent them up to their room. I'm like, just get out of here. I didn't even want to look at them while I was cleaning up this milk. And so they start to head upstairs, and then they come back down screaming because they're scared of monsters or something. So, of course, at this point, I have I am completely exhausted and frustrated with them. And with all the compassion that I had left, which, by the way, was none, I said to them fairly loudly, good, get up there, because the monsters love to eat naughty boys. I mean, who says this? Obviously, no compassion there. But that's not the end of it. So I say this to my poor boys who are scared to go upstairs. And, you know, they begin to get upset, and I'm upset with myself that I said this to them, and that I'm not being a good mom, and I start crying. And so we make up. And seriously, no more than 5 minutes later, I get a phone call, and they start going bananas. And I am so ticked. I mean, I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. We just had this makeup session. You know, I thought there was going to be at least a half-hour honeymoon period where they would be good for me. And, you know, it didn't happen. And I got off the phone, and I took away the movie night, and I was just so upset. And two of my kids, my daughter and one of my sons, you know, felt bad, and they're like, we're so sorry. And and by the way, my son, I don't know if I mentioned this, but my twins are only five, my daughter's six, and this is all going on, you know. And but one of my sons throws a complete temper tantrum that I take away the movie, and that just does it for me. So he's on the floor throwing a fit, and I get over him, and I put my hands on his shoulders really firmly, and I just yell at him in his face, you jerk! How dare you throw a tantrum when you guys have been acting up so much for Mom, and I've been so good to you and taking you to museums and blah, blah, blah. You know, I got my victim story about it all. And, of course, it took me no less than a minute to realize that the only jerk is the adult who is calling her five-year-old son a jerk, and to really realize how much, you know, my anger and the ego version of my anger specifically took over. And, you know, it's not pretty. And so we see these instances of ourselves where our anger gets a hold of us like that, and it's like, that's not me. But I share this story because it is me. It is our anger, even the ego version, is equally myself and yourself, as is our joy, as is our compassion. And we don't want to shame this part of ourselves. We don't want to put it in a box and just promise to do better, because that's when actually we have to worry, because that's when anger unconsciously seeps out, and we can do passive aggressive things, and we can also, things can build up and they become this big dramatic volcano that bursts. So, and that's actually what happened with this. You know, I was trying to keep my cool for a week when really I should have called in further support, but I wanted to believe that I could handle it, and, you know, it was my ego leading me, and that's why this blew up like it did. But it's interesting, like, for a while, my ego would cringe that I would share this story about me being so mean and so angry, but I want to share with you something that I read recently from Deepak Chopra regarding this. And he shares that the measure of enlightenment is how comfortable you feel with your own contradictions. And so how I take this from a psychological standpoint is it's really us getting comfortable with these emotions that we are uncomfortable with. Like, can we be uncomfortable, or I'm sorry, can we be comfortable with the fact that we are on this path and we are walking it consciously, but there's going to be moments where we go unconscious, where we go into those moments with our ego. And he shares this by giving an instance where he was at this book signing and this lady demanded that he give him 3 hours of his time. And she got really angry and belligerent towards him that he didn't give this to her because, you know, he talks about, you know, believing in miracles and if you believe in them hard enough, they'll happen. And she just went off on him. And he was so shaken by this. But he goes back to how people mirror back to us the reality of who we are. And so he went to looking at her anger and her confrontation and then called his wife and said, you know, am I like that? Do I get angry? Do I get confrontational and demanding like that? And all he said was is that on the other end there was just this really long silence. So, yes, he has these moments of anger. We have these moments of anger. And the more that we can see them within ourselves, we actually support ourselves to move more consciously because if we don't become conscious of this, and not just become consciously aware that we are able to be angry, but also shine light on it, like not be shameful of it, then we can see the truths of the matter. Then we can really understand what was at hand that caused us to be angry so that we can learn and grow from this. Now, the exciting thing about feel is when you feel every emotion with love, as love, you don't have to have these dramatic circumstances come up to learn from your anger. And that's what I love about it, because it's like taking those little moments where you get upset, and when you're on this path, it's so easy to move past them because, again, our life is so good. It's easy to put our focus in other places, but it's like we are purposely examining and saying, hey, wait, I saw a moment where I was a little pissy here or ticked off here, and what's this about? And it's like you dig and you welcome it and you want more because it is there to serve you. So again, we are going away from the ego version. You are correct. That ego version doesn't really serve people that well. Yes, there's still opportunities to learn and grow from. So don't get upset if you have a dramatic outburst with any negative emotion. If you have a dramatic outburst with anger, trust that you are consciously evolved enough to address it compassionately and grow. Okay? So what the big shift is, and I really want you to get this, is learning that anger is actually there to support us. So right now, what a lot of people are saying who are on this spiritual path is, you know, get rid of your anger and be more compassionate, be more forgiving. And that tells me that they are only understanding anger from an ego level. And the only direction they're telling you is to get back to being spiritual. So what happens when we, when our anger comes out at an ego level, it, we lose our spiritual stance. You know, really when we're on this path, we want to have one foot in the spiritual, one foot in reality. And because we are meant to be human beings that are part of this reality and that deal with all the, you know, the things that go on, you know, crazy coworkers or upset kids or, you know, whatever it is that can press our buttons that fuel our anger. The point is that we're not supposed to never get angry, and that's what actually angers me. That is so often the message that we hear, like we're not allowed to be angry. Be angry, but do it as you feel every emotion is love. And this is not, I'm not telling you to be angry and, I'm sorry, I'm not telling you to, you know, fuse out your anger and just be compassionate. What happens is when you are angry with, and you feel it as love, and you understand it as love, it is not power over, it's power with. And see, this is what the spiritual side to anger is actually about. It's about you reclaiming your power. So if you only understand this from the ego level and then say, you know, you shouldn't be angry or you should try to be more compassionate, you lose out on this very important gift of you owning more of your power. And we need to own more of our power to fulfill your life's work. You need it. You need that personal power. And you're not, it's not going to happen if you just say that whenever I'm angry, I should be compassionate. Because with compassionate, let's think about it. Do you feel your power coming through that? No. So the difference is when you feel every emotion is love, you're tapping into the spiritual. And when you're tapped into the spiritual, you are already compassionate. So you don't have to worry about that. But it's how can I compassionately show my power here? Because the anger is a signal telling me that I've lost my power. And it's important enough for to come up through my energy and through my emotions to get my attention here. And I really need to pay attention to this. So how can I compassionately show my power? So this is very, very different than just being compassionate. Because a lot of times being compassionate is, you know, just seeing the other person's side. But it's, I see your side while I also see my own and my own need to exert boundaries or exert my will. And I really want us to look at spiritual teachers and how they have taught us about negative emotions. So not the spiritual teachings, but the spiritual teachers. So if any of you heard one of my videos, I was a history teacher in the past. I've studied world religions, and I was always fascinated about what they have in common and really what these spiritual leaders shared and how they went about doing this. And so for me, this turns to Jesus, where most of us know Jesus, whether you're Christian or not, as, you know, someone who is loving, someone who is compassionate. Yet there's also stories of Jesus regarding his anger. And I love these stories because what he's really doing is showing us a spiritual understanding about how to use anger, and that anger is actually okay when it comes from love and when it comes from the sense of, I will no longer tolerate what is not for my highest good and your highest good. And so, you know, it brings to me, I get that way when I'm like the mother bear with my kids. You know, I want to create a life where we feel good and we feel at peace. And sometimes to get there, it's saying, no longer will I tolerate your tantrum. No longer will I tolerate certain behavior. And I really feel like that's what the message was when Jesus got angry. It's like, wake up. This isn't good. Pay attention. You know, how do I get your attention to enough to see? And what this really is about is I'm going to use my anger of that energy, of that passion that is within me to evoke that energy within you. And it's so damn powerful. And I want to use that. I'm going to swear sometimes because that is the energy. Let's wake up to it. You know, again, don't be afraid of your darkness. I know some people get so thrown off by swearing, but it's, again, shine the light. Don't be afraid. It's energy. And sometimes we use these words for energy. And it's the same thing. We use our anger for energy. And it's not, again, power over. That's the power over is the version of the ego. It's power with. Okay? So I'm going to be giving you videos about how to specifically do this, but I want to give you some examples of what this looks like. Power over is being the bully and is giving ultimatums and is, being mean-spirited. I mean, you know when you are not coming from love. But there is a huge difference of when you tap into a sense of certainty within your heart about what is right, and you are guided by that. And that from love and compassion, you deliver that message. So let's take something as simple as, you know, an example for me might be, maybe I've wanted my husband to help out more with the household work, and maybe I wanted, you know, maybe I was really annoyed and getting angry at the fact that, you know, I woke up every day to have to do the dishwasher. And so at first you're going to hear the ego, and it's going to say, you know, that you're somehow the victim. You know, poor, you know, so for in this instance it would be poor me, you know, I do so much, I work, I take care of the kids, blah blah blah, and I'm angry that my husband isn't helping out more, right? And it's his fault and he should be doing more. That's the ego version. Now, from feeling every emotion is love, you now know that it's not about being the victim. It's about how can I take responsibility more for my life? Especially, this is what excites me so much about anger, because the anger is there, again, to claim your power. So it's saying, where have I not exerted my truth in this situation? And how can I do so out of love? Because compassionate eyes, I can see that my husband loves me. I can see that he didn't mean me no ill will. I can see that he helps me in other ways, and he's willing to help me. So, you see, it's still, I'm willing to share and exert my truth and share and claim my power by being willing to change things while having compassion. So it would be something like, you know, babe, I know you help out in so many ways, and I'm so appreciative of that. I'm just feeling a little stressed in the morning, and if you could take over maybe every other morning doing the dishwasher for me, I would really appreciate it. And guess what? That's our power, and that's our feeling every emotion is love. That is our anger being channeled through love to understand the true message of what the anger is about and then creating change. And when you tap into that power, watch out, because you are going to be making changes, claiming more of your power through this energy of anger. And your life is just going to fall into place with much greater ease, and you are going to have the energy to give to your life's work. Your energy isn't going to be leaked on emptying the dishwasher. You're going to have more energy to give to your life's work. Again, it doesn't mean that you're not doing household tasks. It's just that it feels good and right to you. It feels more balanced. So this is the whole thing about this whole process that I'm going to be teaching you with each of the emotions and why they come up. It's to get you to this balanced state at where energy flows from you, and it flows to you giving your all to your life's work and in all those different ways that you're meant to give to your life's work. I mean, part of my life's work is sharing with people this new and exciting way of consciously evolving our emotions. Another part of my life's work is being a mom. Another part of my life's work is being in partnership with my husband. Another part of my life's work is creating a home that feels good and right to me. So we have all these different aspects to our life's work, and they all need to maintain balance and so that we can fulfill them in all the ways that we're meant to. And so our emotions are the guide that just says, this part needs to be tweaked. And so anger is so amazing because it's really about tweaking us to own more of our power. And when you get this, it's transformative in every area of your life. So this will come into play with people in relationships, with your coworkers, with your siblings, with your family, with your kids, you name it. And it's up to us to dig deep enough that we bring it up to our consciousness. That's our job. And then from our consciousness, we can say, I'm aware of my anger. That's step one, becoming aware of it. And then two, deciphering the ego, like let it go. Don't be afraid of it. So a lot of times people on this path, you know, we know the power of positive thought, and there's so much out there about, you know, how we want to utilize positive energy and how negative energy sends out a message to the universe that will, you know, make us stumble, that will block us in some way. You can't be afraid of that to the degree where you don't, where that stops you from becoming aware. Excuse me. So, what I mean by this is, sorry. Okay, much better. What I mean by this is that you want to be able to write down and bring in your consciousness your ego version. So don't be afraid to do that. Some people think, oh, if I put it on paper, what kind of message am I putting out to the universe? Believe me, this is where people are getting stuck. You are actually going to evolve even faster by doing this because you're bringing it out of the darkness. You're bringing it out of the shadow. And you're saying, this is the ego. This is what my ego wants to do with anger. And I'm putting it in black and white so I can see this. And then what's the truth of the matter? And so it becomes really clear if you spell this out to yourself and say, here's the ego version, and let's see it for all it is, because it's filled with fear and it's filled with falseness. And then let's reveal the truth. And that's the spirit. And that's the exciting, exciting part. Because there's so much more truth that's waiting to be revealed through each of us, through all of our emotions. And so get excited. Because what's going to be revealed to you is going to be so clear that that ego version is false. That ego version is tripping you up unconsciously, and those blocks are going to diminish. What's so exciting is that once you get the spiritual message, and in regard to anger, it's about your owning more of your power and taking responsibility for your life, watch out. It's going to be so darn exciting, and how you're going to be able to shift your life. So what happens, again, people aren't willing to see this, don't do this, they're unconsciously blocked, the energy leaks, they're passive-aggressive, and really they're not claiming their power to the ability that they can. And so you're calling out your ego, basically, and saying, I see your trick. I see how you get me every time. And then you've got that power to understand. You bring consciousness and awareness to it. So the other exciting thing about feel is that sometimes you don't even have to get others involved. So there's going to be cases where, yes, you have to address it with your spouse or your kids or a coworker or your boss. You'll have to address something, and that's part of owning our power and taking responsibility. The aspect about feel that I love is that so much of the time what we are going through, what the anger is truly about, is anger towards ourselves, anger within ourselves, especially when we're on this spiritual path because and this consciousness path, because we are, again, we're so used to making things work that this stuff can get buried. And so when you're at this stage of the game, it's really, how can I bring up anything that's blocking me so I can cruise and be more and more into the flow? I know you're already in the flow, but let's be in it more often, or more, you know, feeling more of that energy pour through you. That's what it's about. So with feel, anger's going to come up. There was an instance for me when I got this where I just woke up one day and felt angry, and there was no rhyme or reason to it. And I said, and then it shifted really quickly in my meditation, and I was in peace. And I said, no, I want to go back to that anger. I want to know what that's about. I know it was just a twinge. I know it was just there for maybe 5 or 10 seconds, but what is that? And I want to go there because I know once that block is released, I'm even more profoundly claiming the energy that I need to fulfill my life's work. So that's why I do it. And, you know, it's like interesting. It's saying, you know, what's this about? What is my part in this? And what can I do to claim more of my power? So see, you've got the key now. You know that anger is about power, and so you've got to ask these questions to yourself. And so, yes, there's going to be this ego version, but what's the part where you feel powerful claiming it and where you feel like you're taking responsibility for it? Now, sometimes there's going to be people in our life that support us to understand that there is anger still within us. So for me, this person has been my mom. And my mom and I had a good relationship, and then it got really tumultuous through my 20s when I was going through my own inner awakening. And she got the brunt of a lot of anger, of my anger, and a lot of blame that I put towards her. And this is the magical part, is that once you start to consciously evolve and you feel every emotion is love, that, you know, sure, there was a point where my mom and I had to work through this stuff, and there was reason to the anger, and there was, you know, pieces that we had to renegotiate with each other, and that's in any relationship. So it's understanding that if you have to have these renegotiations with people, and even if you're not so compassionate and loving, that trust in the love that is between you to get you through it. So, you know, when I went through that with my mom, I wasn't feeling every emotion as love. I was just feeling the anger, you know. But when it comes up now after understanding feel every emotion as love, it's really interesting the things that can still come up that I could be angry at her about. And, you know, I saw this not too long ago when it was really about me sharing how my spirituality and my faith beliefs have changed. And my anger was about, you know, her judging me, or her not understanding me, or her not seeing me. And luckily, I was at this place where I knew anger was about power, and I could see that the anger was really towards myself. It was that part of me that still bought into things, to beliefs, that weren't no longer were in congruence with where I was really at. But I was hurt by myself for the lack of acknowledgement. I was hurt for myself for not seeing and accepting myself fully. So in those instances, even though the reality still was that my mom, sure, she still could get upset regarding my beliefs, that wasn't the point. The point was that her upsetness would trigger something within me and would trigger my anger. And then it's really to say, what this anger is about is that I don't validate this within me. Because if I validated this within me, even if my mom would share that she would be upset or judge me because my beliefs are different, it wouldn't impact me. Because I would know with certainty within myself that my beliefs are good and right for me, and my beliefs are valid for me. So whatever these instances are where we get upset with someone because we feel like they don't see us or they don't love us or they don't validate us or they're not accepting of us, and we're afraid of their judgments or we're mad at their judgments, it's really our anger at ourselves that we buy into it. Recently, I went through this with someone who was sharing this about someone who was calling her basically stingy, you know. And she has this, you know, she always works her hardest to be, you know, a giving person, generous with money. And so it was really hurtful to her that this person would consider her stingy. And I said to her, well, obviously there's a part of you that buys into it. You believe that you're not as gracious as you could be. And so it was really looking at what the message was about, and really her essence wanted her to claim back her power, for her to recognize how generous she is. Because you have to have boundaries around this. And so anger a lot of times is about, you know, claiming good boundaries. It's like, know that you're generous, and know that there's also times to have boundaries around money. You know, and a great example is we all look at Oprah and we see how generous she is, but she had to really define boundaries with her family because she was saying, you know, everyone was coming out of the woodwork asking her for money, and she did it for a while, and that made her angry. And she saw ultimately how this wasn't serving herself, Oprah, and it wasn't serving those family members. And so that's what this is about. Like, the ego message will come in and say, you know, but you're not generous, or you're not a good person, or you're not a person of faith, or whatever that is, right? And that ego message is there to test you, to say, I don't buy into it anymore. So it's really with gratitude that we thank our ego to say, thank you for bringing this up so that I can further claim this within me. And this is huge. How can I further claim my truth within me? Because a lot of time our essence is saying, you know, this is baloney that you keep believing in your ego. When are you going to get the gumption to really believe in yourself? Because it's time. And I need you, and we need to work together to fulfill your life's work. So don't waste any more time doing this. So I want, it's such a missed opportunity if you don't acknowledge the gift of your anger. Makes me angry that people want to turn anger into compassion without seeing this gift of energy that's coming through. I mean, think about when you get angry, even the ego version, there's such a surge of energy. So use that surge to serve you and to have that clarity that no more will I tolerate something because it's not for my highest good, nor is it for yours. No longer will things go this way. And be clear about when there needs to be power with assertion, like Jesus showed sometimes, and, you know, knocking things around. You know, I've never had to go there, but yeah. Am I going to swear sometimes? Am I going to get rowdy to get attention, to wake people up to this surge of energy that needs to be woken up in, with not only within me, but sometimes within others? Yeah. You know, it's going to happen, and that's okay. Do I want that to be my norm? No. Do I always want that to be my expression of anger? No. But am I willing to go there if I need to claim my power to that degree? You bet you. Because I know without a doubt my mission is that important. And I know without a doubt your mission is that important. But are you going to know that? And are you willing to be okay with looking like the typical standard of what a quote-unquote good person is? Are you willing to step outside that and be loud if you need to own more of your power and to get done what you need to while still being compassionate, while still being loving? And yes, you can. So it's really getting comfortable with your power in that way. And power can be soft, and sometimes it's how we're meant to do it. And I do that very well with my husband, and you know, my power has to be amped up sometimes with my kids, and not all the time. And sometimes, you know, certainly it works better most of the time when it's not that way. But there's a time to get serious, and there's a time to make change, and there's a time to motivate and energize that shift. So that's what this needs to be within all of us, and getting comfortable with you are knowing, having that knowingness that you are still a good, loving, and compassionate person when you raise your voice. And you are even more so because you are doing things out of love to shake things up and say, you know, it's not good. It's not good for me. It's not good for you. And this is really being able to, again, get used to our contradictions within ourselves so that we can evolve and shine this light on all parts of us and use them for our highest good. And yes, sometimes you're still going to have that ego version come out where it's not that pretty. I still do. It seems to happen once a year to, you know, bring me back to humility, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, it's going to happen, and there's still opportunity to learn and evolve and grow. And I trust in myself that much that even if I do let the ego, you know, it gets the better energy than more than my spirit, that I can come back to my spirit and resolve these things. So wherever you're at, and however this comes up, another one profound way that it came up with me was a while back where I got really angry at God, source, divine, however you want to look at that and however you connect with that. And what it really taught me at an early age, I was, you know, in my 20s, but it was one of the most blessings of, and such a gift, because my religious background was basically like, you get angry at God, you know, you're like, it's not good. You're lightning bolt's going to strike you, and your life's going to go to, you know, to craziness, and it's all bad stuff. And it really deepened my relationship with divine source, and I'm so grateful that I opened myself up to be vulnerable and even allow that ego version to come through, my anger with God at that moment. So I obviously don't go around promoting being angry with God, but I think it's about being authentic and trusting that when you have a connection with whether it's God, source, or whether it's with someone else that you're intimate with, that sometimes that process and that vulnerability can help deepen that relationship. And I'll never forget that, and I cherish that, and use that to understand that even when I really mess up, there's an opportunity to grow and evolve. But don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of messing up. Don't make that, because what we fear, what we resist, persists. And so if we fear messing up, if we fear our anger, it's going to persist within us. And it won't, at this stage of the game, it's not going to persist to the point where you become an angry person. It's not that. It's just going to subtly block you. And, again, you are needed to claim your power. It's that simple. And again, remembering that feel every emotion as love is not power over, it's power with. And that you can have this power with listening, with compassion, and most of all, with love. So as we think about this, and as anger comes up, I'm going to be continuing to take you to the next level. And part of this next level is recognizing that we can't have anger. This is a fact. You cannot have anger without sadness. It's really interesting, I think, and we're going to be touching into that next, but it's really important to get to this power piece before we get into sadness, because it's really supporting you to create healthier boundaries and allow yourself to evolve, really, is what it's about. So at the end of this, as we start to wind up here, what I want you to do is reflect on overall the impressions that have come to you as you listen to this. Again, the good and the bad. You know, what do you still feel challenged with? What insights came to you regarding anger? And think for a moment about people in your life that you consider angry, because this is really going to support you to see your stereotypes about anger. And so it's moving beyond the stereotype is really moving out of the emotional stone ages. And I also want you to examine your relationship with anger. So this is kind of something that you can be working on until next week, is what's your relationship been like? Are you a people pleaser, afraid of anger, afraid of confrontation? I get this a lot of times with people. They don't like confrontation. And recognizing that that's when you are negotiating, really, your truth. And the time has come where you can't keep going with this compromise, and getting comfortable with it not looking like that fear version of that person in your life who shares their anger very freely, too freely, that it makes you uncomfortable, that you will not become that. You are too conscious to become that. Okay, and even if you have a moment where it looks like that, it does not define you as that, okay? And you'll be able to work your way through. But look at your relationship with anger and how you handled it in the past, and vow to become more spiritual, and that allows you to claim more of your power through love, and understand that that anger is going to be this vehicle, this gift that allows you to do this. And soak this in, that anger is going to be your vehicle, anger has been your gift, and really take notice of times where it's been a lost opportunity. That's how I want you to start thinking of it. And it really is such a retraining. Because I've worked with people personally, I've given people the concepts to this program to really apply this to their life, and it's like such an instinct to us now to bulldoze over certain feelings. And if this is really an uncomfortable one for you, this is the first part of your work, is to not bulldoze, not try to fix, not try to resolve, not try to move past, not try to detach, but see it as a gift and how you can begin to take more responsibility. So I thank you again and honor, truly honor you for being a small percentage that is going to get this, because we need more people sharing this and modeling this in a healthy way, especially when it comes to anger. It's just going to heal so many aspects of our life and really create more intimacy in relationships when you can feel every emotion is love. And we're in relationship all the time. We're in relationship with the earth, with people, with our community, and it's calling for us to own this power in a loving way.